Hello, this is the Exotics Vet, Al speaking.
Just bear with me. I'll see if I can get Dr. Vanessa to go through some of the findings with you and can kind of liaise to help you guys through. So just bear with me a second. I'll pop you on hold. I'll be right back.
It's Vanessa here. How are you? Yeah, good, good, mate. Are you having the sort of morning we're having? Yes. Yeah, I'm looking through Alison's. So got fudge, isn't it? You've got. Because we haven't seen her for respiratory distress before, but we have seen her for really quite bad UTIs. So I don't know what she presenting with. Yeah. So when I saw her as an annual health check back in April, there was only, I've written note here that there were slightly muffled heart sounds, which honestly is the only thing you'll sometimes hear if they've got a heart murmur. So you don't actually hear a murmur, you just hear, it's like flabby almost. It's like you don't get crisp, clear sound. You get, yeah, if that's yeah. So I would usually, if I'm presenting with stuff like this, I would just assume there's a very high likelihood of AV incompetence, usually left-sided, but also they get dilated cardiomyopathy chronically. So we sometimes don't pick up the valvular problem early, and dilated cardiomyopathy is how it ends up. So they're never getting adequate cardiac output, and they do well on pimobendan. So I usually start them low. I'd go as low as 0.3 mgs per kg, so it's still higher than dogs. And there's been a few where I've incremented it right up over a space of just even a week to sort of one to two mgs per kg. And that sounds ridiculously high, but in some instances it's what's necessary to regulate the heartbeat. So that would be a first. Furosemide always, and 4 mgs per kg IM. X-rayer, just see what you're dealing with. And the 4 mgs per kg IM furosemide works within 10 minutes, you're probably sooner. So we just sit them in an oxygen box with a bit of cucumber or lettuce, something that's high water, and then just reauscultate, because honestly, in that short time, you'll probably have clear lung sounds. So they're very quick to respond to the treatment. It's just the ongoing management that gets a bit tricky. So I've given 4 mgs per kg 4 times in probably put it out to 18 hours, something like that, in the really unstable ones. But honestly, it's normally one or two doses about 20 minutes apart, and you've got clear lungs, usually. Ongoing BID, yeah, ongoing BID for the first week, and then we just check them back in and see how we're going so they can go home on it for sure. And I would start pimobendan if you've got any suspicion. Honestly, when we put the ultrasound on here, I'm obviously not a cardiologist, but we'll usually pick up left AV incompetence with our little Doppler ultrasound. So you might see that, but I'd start pimobendan anyway. Honestly, it's not really going to do any harm. If I've heard that back then, it's very possible she's decompensating now. Yeah. So you'll sometimes, so conscious RADs never knock them out, obviously. We do a standing lateral. Yeah. And that's quite adequate. You can't honestly realistically assess the heart size, but you can see the dorsal lung patterns. And we do, so a conscious DV and a conscious standing lateral, both sides, if you feel it's necessary, for a workup, and then make an assumption if you've got your typical alveolar pulmonary edema patterns, and yeah, treat them just like they're a dog in congestive heart failure. Yep. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I appreciate you seeing her and having on our oxygen and stopping our fourth emergency for the morning from arriving and me having knowing what to do with it. Yeah. It is. It really is. It's. I get that. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thanks, mate. Alison's a lovely, really good long-term client as well. She's very realistic. She will take anything on board. They won't necessarily spend anything, but they will definitely do everything they can to make sure. So I can't see her saying no to any of that, put it that way. All right. Yep. Yeah. All right, mate. Thanks, Stephanie. See you then. Okay. See you. Bye.